In our last Wednesday study, one of the last things we did was to pray for Philip Sapp and a problem he was having with the audios. Philip's been working on the Panoramic Bible Studies, which is a TV program that he makes up the video, and we take an audio and put with it. And I'll let him explain to you what kind of a problem he was having with the audio, and how the Lord, through our prayer, at the end of the meeting, did a miracle in restoring them and fixing them for us. So, thank you so much. Are you with us, Philip?
Yes, sir. Hey, Brother David.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you. Yeah, it was, as Brother David said, I help out with panoramic videos, and I'm basically just building on what Brother John, the work the Lord had him doing, and so it's just a blessing to be able to come in and pick up the work that the Lord had Brother John doing. So so if you guys just enjoy, that's what I'm doing there. But there's a lot of detail, very much detail that goes into these videos. It's just you just don't slap them together. When we look at these things, we just really take them for granted, because it's a finished product, and there's just a lot of work that goes into all of the videos, the UBBS Bible studies that Brother Kevin and Holly do. And so there's just it's very meticulous, I'm working on I'm at the end of a Diabolus the Slanderer project, I'm finalizing those videos, and they should be up on the website this week, finished and finalized, and I was getting to the end of the project. Where at that point, once you have everything, the audio, the video, the scriptures, and when you have all that stuff smashed together, just kind of in layman terms, when it's all smashed together, and you do what's called a render. And what this does is that you're putting all of that stuff together in different type of file formats. Whether it be, it gives you the ability to play the video like in a real media player, or it gives you the ability to play the video on an iPod, or it gives you the ability to put the video on a DVD and play it in your DVD player. And so that's an aspect of what rendering it is. It puts everything together. And and the time that you render a product is at the very end, once you've done all the work to it. So there's a lot of work that goes into these studies. And so the other night, Wednesday night, I was finalizing the first one. They all come out at the same time, basically. But I was rendering it out. And when I would get the video rendered out, The piece of software that I use to make the videos is called Avid, and you can play the audio and the video together. Everything looks normal. It sounds normal, like it's supposed to. But when I would render the videos out to the different file formats, and that's how we get these videos to the brethren, is through the render process. The volume of the videos would be diminished, like cut more than in half. You couldn't even hardly hear them. You couldn't hear the audio of the video. And I did every kind of tweak that I could, knew to do, I had done. And it was coming out with the same results. And... So the way that the software is and the work that it is, I would have to redo this work and transfer it to other machines, and it would be another timely task to try to get this working. And so it was right near the end of the Bible study, and so the Lord had finally let me just mess around with it as much as I could, and I asked Brother Bill to pray, put in a prayer request for us on the project, and so shortly, so Brother David and the brethren there in Pensacola, and then all of everybody out there listening, all the brethren or other brethren that had notified me and you know just gave me encouragement that they were agreeing in prayer for this as well. And so I guess about a couple of minutes after the prayer, I rendered a section of the video out again, and had done multiple renders of these videos, trying, you know, different things. And each time I would do it, I would get the same type of result. You could see everything, but the audio was very low, so it was definitely unusable. And then after we prayed, I did another section again and had the same result. But I wasn't discouraged. You know, I was still standing in faith. And the Lord is, you know, He allows us to do things sometimes just, you know, to prove His power and to prove that it's nothing we do, but that He's in total control. And so after I did it, after we prayed, I tried it again, had the same result. The idea came to me to uninstall and reinstall the audio driver on the computer, which there had been nothing wrong with any other audio before. This particular machine that I utilized for the videos also had it set up to record music using Pro Tools. And so all music that I've done in the computer before, there's never been a problem in that aspect. But I had the idea to uninstall and reinstall the audio driver. Well, I did that, and I came back and re-rendered a section out of the video, and then the audio worked. And so I was like, well, thank you, Lord. At least, you know, the Lord gave me an idea of what to do and how to fix it. Well, the testimony really goes beyond that, because the Lord was really wanting to show me, you know, how powerful, you know, He's just showing me His faithfulness, because it goes beyond that. And it's hard to explain, but I'm going to do my best, because it's kind of technical. Because it's a total miracle. The thing is that after I reinstalled the driver, I re-rendered the section of video, and the audio worked at that time. So that would lead one to believe, oh, well, the audio driver fixed the problem, that the audio driver before you reinstalled it was broken and causing the audios to not play well, not be loud enough. And that's rational thinking. Well, that would mean also that everything that I had rendered before I reinstalled the audio driver would still play with a low volume, because if it was the audio driver, that means that it was broken and it wasn't talking to the software and hardware properly, and that everything I had rendered before, would the audio would still be low. Okay. Well, this is where the miracle is that the Lord, all the audio that had already rendered before reinstalling and installing the driver was healed. It was miraculously at the proper level that I had initially rendered it out. And so just being just dealing with computers the way that I do and software, this is totally impossible. And so, you know, reinstalling and uninstalling the driver does not take the credit for anything. It's a total miracle because everything that had been rendered before that should be at that low volume level, but it's not. It's all at the correct volume level. And if it was the driver, that means that it would have had to have been re-rendered using the fixed driver for it to be at the correct levels. And so it, I just love the Lord and how he can come through and fix. I mean, if he can fix that, you know, he can do anything. And I'm just so thankful because it was just all this work culminating, and here it was right at the end of this project, and now this problem. But it's not too big for the Lord, and so I'm just very thankful, and it's a total mind blower for me, a total mind blower. And it's totally irrational and doesn't make sense. And that's what I love about it. God's power, you know, his power is made perfect in our weakness. And, you know, Lord, help me to be content being weak in Jesus' name. And so I just wanted to share that. And
all right. That's just awesome.
Yes, sir. It's like I said, it's hard to explain because it's, you know, when you start talking about the driver, but it really is a miracle because he went back in time and made all of those things work, and it's not supposed to do that.
Is anything too hard for God, right?
No, sir. No, sir, it's not.
Well, he's done this for us so many times, you know, taking up our slack, you know, where we were incapable and couldn't go beyond the physical circumstances. The Lord took care of it. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Philip, for coming on and sharing that.
Yes, sir.
Great testimony.
Amen. Praise the Lord.